I was brought up with God-fearing parents. We went to church every Sunday, Anglican church, and that's all good. I guess I didn't think of it much at the time. Got confirmed, as one does if you've got an Anglican upbringing. And I remember refusing to go to church in my late teens, or I don't know, mid-teens. And I remember saying to my mum, "I don't think I want to go to church today." And she just said, "All right, dear." And that was it. Never mentioned it again. Our family, we did not talk about faith. You didn't do that in those days. So there it was. And I was interested in spiritual things. I guess most people are. Teenagers certainly are. My gap year, I ended up, by chance, at a thing I'd never heard of before, Camp Hill Rudolf Steiner School. Don't know if any of you have ever heard of that. Rudolf Steiner, in fact, very interesting, a kind of New Age philosophy, really, I suppose you could say. And that was extraordinarily interesting and challenging, but that was fine, and off I then went to university. I got a little bit involved, I guess you could say, in the occult, Ouija boards. Bet you people here have done that perhaps in your past, or maybe not, but I did, and I thought that was really interesting, and went to yoga classes and meditation. I also became a bit of a whiz at palm reading. It was my kind of party trick, I guess. So there it was. And I was searching, and I qualified as a teacher, but I knew I was confused about the meaning of life. How could I stand as a teacher, a secondary school teacher, when I really had no answers, and I felt I had to find out, if you like, the truth about life before I could pretend to be a teacher with authority, you know, in a classroom, etc. So in those days, we're talking now the 70s, I went to India, overland to India. It took me 3 years to get there. Being a qualified teacher and being an English national, I could get work teaching English as a foreign language as I went. And I had some great adventures, which I would love to tell you, but I can't now. But I stayed for quite a time in Turkey and in Iran. This is before the current regime in Iran under the Shah. So obviously I learnt or looked at Islam in my search. I also spent time on a kibbutz in Israel, so that gave me the opportunity to look at Judaism. Anyway, eventually I did get to India, Hinduism, and I ended up in a Buddhist monastery, first in Nepal and then in Dharamsala in the north of India, where the Dalai Lama lives. And I got pretty into Buddhism, and there's a lot of, well, great, interesting things in Buddhism, and I was attracted to it. And it got to the point, I don't know who it was, some monk or other, invited me to take vows into Buddhism. And at that point, something in my fuzzy brain. Oh, and my daughter says to tell you, by the way, that I shaved my head, which I would do again tomorrow. It was great. Oh, and also, I forgot also to mention, yeah, I did in this sort of period of my life dabble with drugs as well. So, you know, a confused teenager, 20s person just searching around all these different things. Anyway, here I am wondering whether to take vows in Buddhism. And I thought, hang on a minute, I was confirmed as a Christian, and which is some kind of a vow or a promise or something. And the sad thing was, I had no idea what a Christian was. If somebody had said to me, I wouldn't have been able to say. I obviously knew it was something about Jesus and the Bible, but and I figured maybe I should go and find out about what Christianity was before I went tootling off into Buddhism. So back I came to England, ended up at a Pentecostal chapel, and met somebody who knew Jesus. Well, the pastor, in fact. And we started having big discussions. And I was hungry for what he had. He was right with God through his faith in Jesus Christ. And he started telling me the kind of stuff you get taught here about repentance and trusting that Jesus can save you from your sins. And I was reluctant to commit to anything, because, hey, who likes to commit to things? But after about 6 months, I remember Jim saying, "Mary, have you made a commitment to Jesus, to following Jesus?" And I thought, oh, have I? Shall I? Shan't I? Will I? Won't I? Have I? And I was thinking, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. And that was it. And my only regret is I didn't do it 15 years earlier, but we all have our different paths to follow. I've followed Jesus ever since. No regrets at all. It's life, etc., etc. So that's my story. Thank you for listening.